June 15th, 2005,
Badra. Heart touching, millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya, Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Pragyan Vishogasnani. He sent millions of dandavat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Shila, Bhakti Vedanta. Yesterday this subject was so hard. I know. But for preachers, it is essential to know all these things. If anyone not knowing all the siddhants, he cannot be strong. At any time he may fall down. So especially for preachers, they should know all these things. Siddhanta bulya chitte na parala. Hare Sudhana. Only you should not try to jump on the top. Manjari bhav. This is our omnipotent object. But we should try to go from beginning. And that is why I am taking you in very easy path. Though subject was very high, deep, but now come, sir. Gradually it will come some easiest, and then very rasagya it will come. Very rasagya. So you should not be disheartened that, oh, so high subject, and we are not touching even by mind. So don't be happy. Where is he? Oh, he can come here and give a seat here, chair. Where is he? Oh, come on. Come on here. Come on, I heard that you are coming. Anyone can hear? Or yes, sir. Give a chair. And Prabhu, Siddhanti Maharaj, you can come here. Siddhanti Maharaj. How are you? You can come here, yes?
You're eating a lot of kushalam.
Yes, yes. You know perhaps that at the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, they served him so much. At that time, he was quite young, golden collar. So, he served so much in Vrindavan, perhaps, that everywhere. So I like him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now this will come in our Hare Krishna. Yesterday I explained first question. And now about Jiva Tattva. Bhayam dvitiyad avinivishatasya ishat apitasya viparyo smriti tanmayato buddha abhajet tan bhaktaik gesham bhudhivata. Really this shloka has been uttered by Sukadeva Goswami for Parikshit Maharaj. A question and the answer. I think all the literatures, Vaishnava literature, one is question and other is reply. Like a diagram. Like Raramanam Sambhad, Sanatam Sambhad and others. The question, a jeev who is by transcendental constitution, he cheat and maya jara prakriti. How he was entangled? Very wonderful. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his governing of Srimad Bhagavatam, he had got a piece of shloka. Bhayam dvitiyad avinivishatah. Krishna is one. He is our worshipable origin, without second. But, as I told you, he has so many powers, potencies, from so many jivas, so many worlds like these. Nanta, Yashoda and all here. But Krishna is the root. Jiva, by constitution, Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Dasi. Nitya Krishna Dasi is always happy. But Dityad Avinivishataha, he looked upon Maya. At once he was influenced. And he was influenced. Maya took him and
threw
him. He came so far away. And then she covered his jiva tattva by two bodies, gross and shy. Why he looked? What Maya? They should have looked upon Krishna, but Krishna has given independence. If you misuse your independence, you will be punished. No one can say you have independence to serve Guru. Also, you but independent to choose a qualified, sincere guru. You did. Or later on, you are independent also to insult him, defect him, not following his orders. But surely you must know that you must be punished. Anyone cannot say. If you are doing any aparad to Guru, what Guru will do? What? He is very merciful. But Krishna is not so. Guru may forgive you. It may be. But Krishna will. what?
Crush
them in pieces. You know, as blade of grass. And you serve him like Krishna. If you are serving a blade of grass, that he is my worshipable Krishna. Will he have any fruit or not?
Yes.
Huh? Will he have not? Grass will give him?
No.
Or who will give? But he is serving grass. See, that fruit comes from Krishna. But he is worshipping blade of grass. So you should know, if your guru is not so high standard, so not siddha, but he is sincere, but he must be in madhyam adhikar, madhyam or uttam, best uttam. He must be. Knowing all shastra and also by shastra praman and by the yukti,
logic and evidence,
he can remove all your doubts. If he cannot do it, he is not doing. So, if you are doing something wrong in his level of faith, then he may be merciful, but Krishna will punish you. So we should be very careful for this. And that is why he is telling. Ishatpe tasya viparjaya smati. He is standing on the middle line of that
Maya, one side Maya, another side Chit-jaga.
Chit-jaga and Achit-jaga. And by chance, he said, very lovely this Maya. Oh, there you join very beautiful ladies, husbands, children, mama, money. I should. Attraction came and at once Maya was guarding there. But Jivas were not seeing him and took him. So, in this world. And settle and cross bodies. At once, what became? Oh, in this body, which is the bag of his stool, urine,
blindfold,
and this body. And what became? My, mera.
Me and
my. Me and my. And this is Ninanbe Kafir. What Ninanbe Kafir?
Never satisfying tendency.
If you will enter, no way to come out. Forever you will.
99.
No way. Way, but you cannot find yourself. So, Ishat api tasya viparyosmati. When you looked upon Maya and you left Krishna by your free will, dependent, then viparyosmati, the heart of Abhiman came. The heart of Abhiman?
Finally,
conception of life. Huh? Finally, conception. The heart of Abhiman came. I am Nitya Das of Krishna. I can serve Krishna with love and affection as anyone. in Braja also, in Vaikuntha also, like gopis. I can say. But shadow of this here, we began to love beautiful or form of Maya jagat. After long time, any person, Bhagavat in his tilak, mundit mastakam, tilak, he can, what you are doing, my brother, my sister, well, misguided, derailed by that path. Come with me. I will show you path. How can you be happy? So, tan maya to buddha abhajet tan bhaktai ke jeshan guru devatatma. And then, he tells, be in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sadhu. Law matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi. Even they can change you in a moment. They can change. And you can be happy. Jayatma sampasiddhi. If anyone doing chanting, remembering really, and he is not happy, I cannot believe. If anyone chanting sincerely, may be Kanishtha Adhikari no harm, but he is really chanting, waiting for Krishna. He may be entangled in so many arnats, like Ajamil and others. Billow Mangal, very lusty, you know, so many, thousand and lakhs. Then, that is so you path. They will advise, I know a guru. By his help, I'm very happy. So, come along me, I will show you guru. He is life path pradarshak guru. And in the meantime, Krishna became merciful. He became Chaitya guru. Oh, you should follow this. And both together went to a real guru. He accepted him. And then he began to do gradually unearth going. So, bhaktai ke jeshan guru devata. So he accepted Guru, Guru showed him that path, and then he began to do bhajan of that Krishna. Ekasyaiva mamansasya jivasyaiva mahamati vadho asya abhidyamano api abhidya cha tathetara. Krishna is telling to Uddhava in Ekadash Skanda. Aim and object is written in 10th canto, especially. Gyan Vairagya Siksha, especially Vairagya, from 1 to 9. And the 10th canto is process. So, in this, Abhidheya Tattva, Sadhana Tattva, he has taken all the examples from Ekadasya Skanda. Bhagavan told to Uddhava. When he told? When all the dynasty of Yadavas quarreled among them and they went to Goloka Vaikuntha Dham in any way. And Krishna was sitting under a tree people trying, keeping his feet on the street like this, and one down, and he was thinking something. In the meantime, a bear,
hunter.
He thought that any mriga, his tongue is there, and he shoot it. Before this, Buddha came there, Krishna wanted to go, and that time Krishna mercifully told him, from 6 to 29 chapters, what is the process? In this, this is Buddha, hey Mahamati, very much intelligent. Who is intelligent actually? Krishna Bhakti. With any sincere Krishna Bhakti, he is intelligent. Because he had chosen the path of Bhakti. This is the way. And it may be so many intelligent person in world. Oh, in Jukta Rashtra, the President of America, Russia and others, they think we are most intelligent, but not really. Though, you should know that in this world, or any world, Jeev is by part and parcel. So, Anadi Vidya, when Jeev was taken to this world, Anadi Ka.
Time being unlimited.
So, Anadi Avidya, by Anadi Kaal, by Anadi Avidya. No Adi.
No origin.
No origin. So, Anadi Avidya, by Anadi Avidya, they have been Baddha, conditioned soul. And Anadi Vidya, Jog Maya, they will be liberated from this world. Here he is telling that what is the meaning of ansa, part. Part means like any flower. Oh, this is part. Then this whole is not whole.
Some less.
Now, and now, in world, this world like this. But they are not. The part and parcel of Krishna, not Krishna as it is. Krishna as it is. But part and parcel comes. Mama Ivanso, Jeeva Loke, Jeevuta Sanatana, everywhere it has been. So he telling, we should know how answer, how the part. Krishna is whole. He cannot be divided into parts. Never. Because no side, no up, down. His many parts, his in him, whole world, cannot be part. So, like stone and like wood, we cannot cut him. And Jeeva is not part like this. It is like one lamp. Indian land, you know, not born. Indian land.
Yeah,
yeah. Ghee land. And it was burning. It was giving light. And from one light, oh, hundreds of pradeep were lighted. Or, so this is like somewhat example, not fully. So, man, lamp is giving light. Other lamps also giving light. There are some lamps which are equal to that, and some very small. According to small and bigger, they are giving light. But this lakshan,
symptom,
is not accurate. There is nothing in world that we can give quite example. Never. Another example. We have not seen Chintamani, but you should suppose there is Chintamani. What is the meaning Chintamani? A
desire stone.
Money means
jewel.
It can give anything you like. So much gold, so much coin, so much things that have it. But you should also know that what will come out of that Chintamani, it will not be Chintamani. Not Chintamani. She will give gold as much as you want. But gold is not himself Chintamani. So all coming, but not like Krishna. So, Chintamani is giving gold, but Chintamani is there without any
transformation
or peace. In same way, Krishna is there, and that part and parcel, like two, Swansa and Vibhinas. Here we are telling about Vibhinas. So he is telling that one name, Swans, all qualities in Krishna, all are in Swans, avatar, like Ram, Nishinga and others. But not all rush. Tattvatah they are one. But by rush vichar, Krishna is avatari and all are avatar. And Vibhinans, so he is telling about swans, one lamp to another lamp. Both are equal, both are giving equal prakash. In what shakti is there? Oh, all that shakti, the shakti of prakash is in another lamps. So if you will take a light from one lamp and you should the light and keep it, but that pradeep will be what? Same as it was. No less. Similarly, any so much swans has been taken. Purnamada, Purnam Vidam, Purnath, Purnath, Uchate, Purnasya, Purnameva. Like swans lakshan, Purushavata, Leelavata, Ram, others. Purushavata, first, second, third, Vishnu. Vipinans, Chintamani has said, Khudraswarna. For example of Chintamani, Chintamani is shame, and so much gold is coming. But gold has not bad quality that Krishna has. Anu, some Anu, something is there. If they are with Chintamani, no vikar, but they will come out of Chintamani, they will be big kripa. Because means they will be transformed. So jeev is vibhinam. Ekaha, shuddha, swayam jyotir, niruno, gunashraya, sarva, sarvagva, anabrita sakshi, niratma, atma, man, para. These are the qualities of vastu, para brahma. But there is some difference. The difference is telling. Some say, we are all God. No? And they give example, tattam asi, sarvam khalu idam brahma, prajnanam brahma, and one more. Aham brahma. But he is telling, while in Shruti, it has been told, you should know that Shankaracharya was very tricky. He has come to fulfill the desire of Krishna. Krishna told him, and go and hide me. Why? Because all asura are serving me, doing Arjan Puja, and they want to be himself very strong, like Hiranyakashipu, like Ravana. So you should go and tell them, why you are so worshipping Krishna? Oh, you are himself Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. We are all Brahma. So you should know that we are not Brahma. We are part and parcel and nitya das. Krishna is one without second. But jeev, unlimited. We are in Vaikunth in Golok Vrindavan. This is different. So he will tell the difference. Jeev and anek anek sri kanta. All unlimited jeeva. Can you say that in this jeev is there or no? Jeev is here or not?
No.
But Paramatma is here or not?
Yes.
Paramatma is here. Without Paramatma any shakta cannot be. So, in this, Jivatma is there, Paramatma is also there. One taking the creative karmas and other
weakness.
He does not eat anything. So, he does not, he is not conditioned, but jiva or creative karma. O Nitya Suddha, Supreme Lord, Par Brahma, Nitya Suddha. Suddha means? How pure? No Maya there. Very far away. There is Yog Maya. She is Vishuddha. So Maya cannot attract him, but Jeev, very minute, at any time, she can attract. Krishna always Nirmal, Jyoti, Prakash, Prakash means light, and Jeev, Sarubhram, by Sarubhram, he can be Malin. Yes. Can he Nirgun? Nirgun. What is the meaning of Nirgun?
No quality.
Nirgun?
No quality. No quality.
Yes. No. You Nirgun?
More?
Nirgun means not my gun, but all aprakrit gun are there. Sagun, what means? All aprakrit gun. So Nirgun and Sagun both are same. Krishna is Nirgun and Sagun both. But Jivat can come in this stage. Krishna is aprakrit gunasya. All transcendental qualities are Krishna. Very beautiful. You should know that Krishna is here, but in form of Paramatma. Chaturbhuj, very small. But those who are doing bhajan of Krishna, actually, like Pigillo Mangal and others, oh, Krishna himself is here, like Vrijendra. Those who are serving Vaikuntha, Dipati Narayan, in Chaturbhuj form. And others, like very small Paramatma Sakshi. Tini antarrahit atma and jiv tadatmak. Antarrahit akhanda tattva. Jiv is not like that. Paramatma or Krishna? Paramatma. Jiv is atma and he is param among all jivs. Chetanas chetananam, nityo nitya, nityo jiva, nityanam his supreme, and nityo nityanam chetanas chetanam. So there are nine things jiva is separate from, but separate, but don't think like that, that he is separate. Separate, no existence. Anyhow, he will be subordinate. In Golok Vrindavan also, here also. A Kirtan Karadoka? Oh, he will do. He will do this. Each body, prominent one, but one jeev, but in blood, one drop of blood and millions of jeevas.
Of what choice he's making when he's turning away from Krishna and looking at mind and becoming enamored by
No. He's doing that thinking that I'm doing best. I will enjoy. Like a boy. is going to catch a fire. He does not know. He can't get anything to eat.
Because you explained that Shankaracharya came to the order from Krishna, that the demons, all the demons, well now they are practicing bhakti and they are trying to become like the Rani Kashipu. So he's saying if they're practicing bhakti, then why they're not becoming purified from the
demons? Oh. My money. They want to be a demon like with material power. They have bhakti, doing bhakti. Guru Maharaj give bhakti. For what? For that kingdom. And if Ravana doing bhakti of Shankar, Brahma, for what thing? For power and to
control the world.
Whole world and to give so much trouble. So bhakti is there, otherwise he cannot do anything. If bhakti is mishra, then you can have mukti or you can have swarga or anything, otherwise no. Have you like? That's what we had on. Vidur went to Himalaya at Badrikashram near. There was Maitri Rishi. Very learned. And Krishna Kripa Patra. Krishna told Vidur later on that he used to go to Maitreya. And I have told everything to Uddhava or Maitreya. Maitreya will give you all knowledge. So Vidur went there and he asked Maitreya Rishi. It is very wonderful. That jeev is chetan and always with Krishna, with Brahma, Parabrahma. But how he became that Maya, he was jeeva entangled in Maya? Then Maitri is answering. I can tell you in brief. Only one reason. That Krishna power is aghatan ghatan patiyasi shakti. She can do
impossible to possible.
Possible. What is that?
She can make the possible impossible and the impossible
possible.
Never impossible that make it.
So aghatan ghatan patiyasi Krishna has shakti. So only this is reason. That he hides the mercy of Krishna, Paramatma. And see, that is in condition. He becomes conditioned. So reason is what? That aghatan patiyasi. But this is the power of Krishna. She cannot do anything against the desire of Krishna. Then why Krishna is doing so? That all so many jivas are suffering so much. Why? To tattu lila kaivalyam. Lila kaivalyam. There are so many pastimes of Krishna. Why not suit these people? Sishti Lila. This is Sishti Lila. There should be no lacking. No. And there will be no question why. No. It's quite independent. You cannot ask any question. Why you have done so?
Why not?
Why not? Anything there that you have. Oh, you cannot understand by yukti.
Argument.
Logic. You cannot. Achint bhavishe. Achintya khalu bhava. Not tans tarkei na joje. Don't try to understand transcendental thing by your limited
mind.
So what Vedas have told, especially what the essence of Vedas, like Srimad Bhagavat has told, what our Goswami, essence of Bhagavat, they have told. We should rely on them. Bhagavat Achinta Shakti. By only this, jiva is comes my and mine in this body. And maya ke prati moh bewildered by maya. Only this reason. Vastuta. Practically or transcendentally, by constitutional form, jivara suddha, because they have come from suddha chit shakti. But there is nothing maya in his constitution. We say, that now we are baddha by cross and material body. Now, jeev, first mahatattva comes, after that ahankar, then man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, all, and after that this cross body comes. This is bandhan. But this bandhan is not true. You should not think that this is true. Maitreya Rishi is telling to Vidur. This Swarup Brahm, you know, so many kinds of, but especially Dehatma Buddhi. This Swarup Brahm. If no light, no sun, darkness. What is darkness? Any satta of darkness?
Absence of light.
No existence of darkness. Only where there is not sun, or there is night, there is andhakar. Oh, that is here. No Krishna service, oh Maya Bandhan. Like you are sleeping in the night and you are seeing a dream that my head is cut off. But when you will walk, then what you will see? Nothing. So when you will awoke by the mercy of Guru, you said, oh, what I was seeing a dream like. So don't be nervous, upset in this maya if suffering coming. See that this is due to sleepness. In this way, giving an example, Chandra is in sky, moon in sky, and there is water. Any pond or anywhere. And Chandra, moon is
reflection.
There is a tree there on the bank of that pond. But when air comes and there is kampan, sacking in pond, then it seems that tree is going to be there. Right? Tree is there where it was. Moon is there. Moon is not trembling. But it seems. So Jeev is serving Krishna. But it seems that we are not serving. We are serving. Like you should give a cloth on watch. Cover the watch. We are seeing that no movement, nothing. But movement is going on. If you are Chit, Jeev Shakti, you are serving anyhow. In this bondage stage also. But you don't realize. Don't look at it. Oh, he is doing like Kansa inserting Krishna in direct way. If there was no Kansa, no sweet pastimes of Praja. If there was no Raman, no Ramlila, no pastimes of Ram. You are also serving anyone, on any condition, but he has no real meaning. But don't think that I am serving, you are in dream, really. Narada is stolen. When he took darshan of, a glimpse darshan of Krishna, and at once it went down, went away, disappeared. Then was weeping so much. Then an aerial sound came. Don't be nervous. Out of mercy I have given a Spurti darshan to increase your greed. Now you cannot see me. If any slight, any gandh of, any smell of Maya in your heart, you cannot have my darshan. Now you should what do? Go everywhere. Take this Veena Yantra and speak my past tense, you should glorify me. Narada Muni Bajaya Veena. Radhika Ramana Name. Everywhere he is going. So he is telling that. And Krishna told him, Ariel, that you should wait. How many years you will have to be here? And in the end you will have me. So he is telling, Payujyamane Mai. Tang Suddhang Bhagavati Tanu Arabdha Karma Nirvanu Nepat Pancha Bhavatiki. First minute.
ओमकारस्वरसखानन्दनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Shrila Gurudev wanted me to speak briefly upon this verse. Prayujyamane mayi tam shuddham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvano nyapadatta pancha bhautikah. This verse is spoken by Narad Rishi himself. He is explaining his own life experience to Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple. He described how, after having the darshan of his Lord, he spent his life traveling here and there and doing kirtan. And then when the very last moment of his life came, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, So similarly, two things happened at the same time. What? Prayujyamane mayitam shuddham bhagavatim tanum. At once, he attained his transcendental body, which was suitable for rendering service directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, prarabdha karma nirvano, his prarabdha karmas, all the any influence of maya was nyapatat panchabhautika, it was completely removed. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, explained, it's just like Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj was leaving this world to go to the Dhruvlok, as he went to step onto the aeroplane, suddenly he became effulgent. He became effulgent. He did not die, he did not give up his body. But there and then, the influence of Maya went away, and he was situated in spiritual form. So in the same way, Narada Rishi, at that very last moment, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, similarly, the Nyapatat Panchabhautika, the influence of the material elements was withdrawn and he was situated in his eternal transcendental Siddhadeha. This is a Vastu Siddhi, his perfection.
So we have all a Siddhadeha. Siddhadeha, you know, transcendental beautiful form. In our body, all we have. And by that we can serve Krishna. Now it has been covered. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna. When time comes, all anarth goes away and we reach up to arati stage. Bhav. Then Suddha Sattva comes. And then you can realize your Siddhade. And that is called Swarup Siddhi. But here Narada's Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi. Not only Swarup Siddhi. He has received, realized Swarup Siddhi before. So we each have a very beautiful, marvelous, attractive, a body that is called Sukhade, hidden here, but by the mercy of Krishna. Like Narada, at once this came, and this cross body and mind, man buddhi ahankar chitta, all. This is general niyam rule. And what he told about Dhruva? Not on all cases. But there you must know anyhow he had left his that cross body and all. But anyone could not see. But regarding Krishna, you should not think like that. A dead body was there. And all the smart brahmana, this sanskar of that body, dwelling, this is cheating. Nothing else. So, you should try to have mercy of Gurudev. And through him, you should try to do bhajan. Especially like Narada. Shunan Subhadrani Rathangapani Janman Karman Chajani Loke
Itani Namani Tadasakani Kayan
Vilati Visari Evam Pratasva Priya Nama Kritya Jatanu Rago Jita Chitta Uchai Hasatatho Rodati Rauti Gayat Unamadyati Nityati Rupavai. No shame at all. No shame. Loudly. Whether he is naked or what, not knowing, and always, sometimes laughing. Oh. Remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes weeping, oh, Krishna, where have been? And sometimes rolling on the ground. Sometimes, oh, ho-ho, he began to
laugh
loudly. All will think that he is mad. But not mad. This is the aim and object. you have to try also. Always try to engage your mind. In Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Pad, Sevan, Archan, Bandhan, Pastan, Sar. Especially, Naam Sankirtan. Always engage. Then Maya cannot attack you. Otherwise, Maya will attack. Go, Prema!
Hare Krishna, let our priest be prepared for drama.
Some devotee has requested